This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deandra Cartwright. If you've been tuned in all day, well, welcome back to the happiest hour of radio. If you're just tuning in, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm always delighted to know that you took some time out of your schedule to listen to me. Okay, so we have a pretty, it's not as full as it was in previous episodes, so I'm very happy about that. Also, guys, I'm sorry that there wasn't a live show last week. I got caught up. You know, I'm a proud Long Islander, and the Long Islanders Association, we had our annual fair, which, as you know, is our largest fundraising effort for all of the things that we do for Long Island. That was last week, Saturday, and it really took all of my energy, so I do apologize for my absence. I know you're gonna miss me, but I'm here now, and we have a very special guest, because this is a very special month. And if y'all are watching me live stream, which I know some people are, hi, mommy. I'm wearing red, but it's not for the reason that a lot of people are out here wearing red. And to the gentleman this morning that told me that I need to vote in the color of my shirt, I'm like, I didn't know that the Bahamas Red Cross was an option on the ballot, okay? So just saying, I wear my red. But it's a Red Cross shirt because they had their fun run walk this morning. So I did a 5K with a pair of teenagers. So I'm trying to find the energy because I've been up from 4:30 and we are here. But we're going to be talking with the Bahamas Red Cross because they have a very special day coming up. You know, they're always doing some amazing things. And you already know I have a bias for them because I'm a volunteer extraordinaire with them. But we brought in the heavy artillery because we're going to have Ms. Collis. She's going to tell us so much about what all they're doing. And I feel like they have an activity for every single day of the month of March. But we're going to let her talk more about that. And as she settles in, because she was out there on the walk and she says she still won't come on the radio. Where these people is finding energy? But these are the types of persons that give so much of themselves to our community. And we're happy that they're in those spaces. What I want to go over really quickly, because I know it's been a while since I've updated everybody on things to do. Remember, if you know things happening on the island, find me on social media. Find the Happy Hour on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, now X, as well as LinkedIn. And you can always tag the Guardian Radio page if you can't find the Happy Hour, which I think you can. And if all else fails, you can find Deandra V. Cartwright on Facebook and or Instagram and or LinkedIn, wherever. If you have something happening and it's a fundraiser for an NGO, a nonprofit, not like you try to raise money because you want to raise money, which I ain't hating on that, but we want to help out the persons who are helping other people, let me know. So speaking about some of these things that are coming up, I want to give a note on Adventures in the Arts. This is one of the projects by Dr. Dion Cunningham. And so they will be having Resurrections and New Beginnings. And this is happening at Christ Community Church the 15th and the 16th of May. They're going to have a gala on that Friday. The price is $150. And Saturday is going to be $60 at the door and $25 at the door for kids. And it's 7:30 each night. So what I understand the Adventures in the Arts is basically an artist to share with children what art can look like. And usually this is the performing arts. So you have dance ministry, you have music ministry. Shout out to my cousin, Aisha Wells, who will be performing with her. I don't know if she's using the violin or if she's using the cello or if she's using the violoncello. Because the young woman, because she's recently graduated with her degree, plays so many different instruments and she inspires me. So that's what's happening on the 15th to the 16th. This is an advanced note, but I want y'all to please put it in your calendar. And I could keep saying it as often as I could. St. Martin's Monastery, yes, that's the nuns, them. They're having their annual stakeout on July 4th, okay? It's going to be right there on the monastery grounds on Nassau Street, and it's from 12 to 6. And this is in aid of the retired sisters, and the majority of them are retired. So you want to help out the nuns. So that's the 4th of July. I'm going to continue saying this until the closer we get to that date, but I want you to mark your calendar now so that you can go out there to support what they have going on. This isn't an event, but it's a pretty important thing. Happy birthday to my one and only little brother. Today is your birthday, and I'm so proud of you. Continue to do well. Our friends from the Dragon Boat Festival, congratulations on another successful event that happened last week. It was a pretty, from what I saw, it went off really well. I'm sorry I wasn't able to attend. I was not feeling, my energy was gone. But I heard that it was really good. So what's also coming up on the 15th of May, Lucaya International, and this is for our people who are over on Grand Bahama, because y'all tell me that I forget about y'all, but I try and sure want to do things out there. So Lucaya International, they're going to be having their International Spring Festival and fundraiser, and that's happening at on the 15th of May. And so you can taste food, explore culture, student performances, and basically you're traveling to different countries through cultural representation. And you can get your tickets at the office for that. Goodness gracious. I feel like so many things have happened at the back end of April that I would have already bored you all with that. And again, we try to put these up on our page. Another thing that's happening, and I think a lot of persons might be interested in this one, it's happening at the National Art Gallery. So they're having the Blue Hour. So it's a night of indie short films. Oh no, my date is wrong. That already happened. I'm sorry, guys. Apologies. Jitney, this is happening tonight, so you can catch the last performance of Jitney. This is, I think I heard them say, the final performance in the Ring Play repertory season. And this is happening at the Dundas. And so I think tonight's performance starts at 8, so you can get your tickets if they have any more right there at the door. And you can give them a ring and you can search them up. So this, again, is the last play of the Ring Play season, and we're marking our calendars for their upcoming events there. Happy pre-Mother's Day to everybody out there, and all who celebrate, all who are mother figures, all who provide any type of maternal guidance. We want to make sure to celebrate you. Mark your calendars also for the third annual We Are a Family 5K Fun Run Walk and Push by the Zonta Club of Nassau. That is happening on the 30th of May at 6 a.m. at Montague. You can check their pages for further information on how to register. I do believe the cost is $35, and the first 100 finishers get medals. I think I should go out there so I could reclaim my title, because I got a trophy because I was the first in my category 1 year. So if you want to. And also to our Zumba friends, remember, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, the Zumba Palooza is also happening on the 30th of May. So you want to catch that. Cheers to the Anglican church women who had their white walk this morning. So I bumped into a couple church friends while I was out on Bahamar Boulevard. Now, I'm going to throw this out there because we haven't done our mental health check for a while. This is a brand new month, and so I wanted to let you know what we will be focusing on this month. It's called the May in Bloom Challenge, and for those who have not heard me talk about this, in January we started a segment where we're talking about the importance of mental health, about taking moments for ourselves in our life. And we're following a clinical psychologist. Her name is Amanda Hilton. And so this one is the May in Bloom Challenge, and we're tending our garden. And this is a reflection guide for tending what matters. So I'm going to go over this, and then we're going to jump in to our discussion, because I promised my guest I was only going to bother her for a few minutes. So we'll see how close I get to that. But I think she has so much to say, y'all. She sent me this calendar. They got about 50 things happening this month. Anyway, we're going back to tend your garden. So what is present in the garden of your life right now? Consider the most important areas like relationship, worth, health, sense of purpose, etc. What in your life is being well tended? What's overgrown? What's been pushed to the edge or forgotten? How can you tell the difference between something that needs more time and tending before it blooms versus something that simply isn't going to grow in the way that you hoped? What can help you make that distinction moving forward? If you think about the version of yourself that you most want to grow into, what conditions does that growth require? Where is the gap between the environment you're living in and the one that would genuinely support who you are becoming? What would it look like for you to tend your own life with the same patient, consistent, unhurried attention that a good gardener brings to their garden? I know this kind of heavy, and I hope you're taking notes. And I know I keep promising to put these up, but I think I got to actually put this up because these are some introspective questions that we need to take some time and marinate with. And I'm going to come back to you next Saturday so that we can look into it a little bit more. So going to what is present in the garden of your life right now. Consider the most important areas. Again, that's health, work, relationships, your sense of purpose. What does it look like? What are you tending? And this one right here, I know I can step on some toes. That's okay. You got to match them, go on sometime. What in your life is being well tended? What's overgrown? What's being pushed to the edges and forgotten? How are you forgetting yourself while taking care of other people? How long have you been doing that? How long will you continue to neglect yourself? What are you doing to help yourself in the long term? Are you pouring yourself into things and people that will not serve you? Do you know the difference between what helps you and what is tearing you down? And are you ready to make those decisions to better yourself in the long run? Now, let me talk about making those distinctions. Only you know. The people around you can see what's going on, but only you can make that change. Only you can make that difference. What we're going to dive into the next time we talk, because, you know, we always talk in on the show about this mental health situation. We're going to be covering 6 patterns that keep high achievers stuck. And I know I will be talking to myself when we go through this. But we're going to be discussing that in the upcoming weeks. And I think this is going to touch a lot of people. Why you're more qualified than half the people already doing it and how to stop holding yourself back. So as we bloom in May, these are some of the things that we're going to be discussing. And I will try my very best to make sure that even if we don't have an in-person show, I will still do this so that we can keep on track. Because our goal this year is to grow better, to flourish more, to take care of ourselves well. And I'm happy to guide you along with it. Again, I'm not a clinical psychologist. I'm only sharing what I find from Amanda Hilton. But I'm deeply invested in how we take care of our mental health and how that impacts others. But now we will jump into, and this, if she decides that she's finished earlier, we may start one of those segments earlier. But I think she has so much to say. I want to count these things on here for real. It looks like 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and each one of them got a paragraph. So joining me in studio today, we have, is it Roderica or yes. Roderica? Roderica. Uh-huh. Oh, listen, I got a sound. Roderica Colley, and she's representing the Bahamas Red Cross. There's some fabulous things happening this month, and, you know, I gave her full range to come on here and talk all about it because the Bahamas Red Cross is one of those agencies in this country that is doing so much. And I feel as though if the public learned a little bit more about what the Red Cross does outside of hurricane activities, then we will know that these people are working hard day in and day out. But y'all know what happened in this month? Something called Red Cross Day. I won't say what it is. That's why I brought her. Yeah, she could tell us what all that means. And then she could tell us everything else about what's going on because it's Red Cross Month. And I think they took this off yesterday. So thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Before we even get into the first part of that.
Oh, okay.
First, I just want to put a small plug. Uh-huh. Into the value of everything that you said just now, and it felt like the introduction of a therapy session. And I know that you wasn't talking to me directly because you were just talking to us all.
Right,
but
right.
It was touching. It was touching. And I hope to be able to listen to as you post these prompts of introspection.
I'm happy that you enjoyed it, honestly. So I do it in my private life, my personal life, right? Mm-hmm. So I follow these persons. I study psychology up until third year. So, like, this is why I'm very clear. I'm not a psychologist. Mm-hmm. I don't have a degree in psychology.
I do have my master's.
See? Oh, period. Y'all hear that? The person who qualified say she understands. Listen, but I think it's important, especially for the types of persons that I know listen to my show and the persons that I try to give a platform to on the show. We give so much of ourselves to other persons. And my mantra for the last couple of years has been, we can't keep pouring into other people if we have nothing left in our well. And then I go further to that, to the spiritual side, because, you know, not everybody is Christian, but I feel like, you know, some of these things are morally acceptable across your faith or your tradition. In the good book, it actually says, like, we always talk about pouring from your cup, right? But if we look at that passage, it doesn't actually say pour from your cup. It says pour from your overflow. That means your cup should always be full, because if you can't take care of yourself, how are you taking care of other people? And this is a lesson that takes so much time to learn. It takes experience, and it takes us almost dragging ourselves into the ground before we get it through our head.
Yes.
And boundaries are so important to ourselves. And so that's why I was like, you know what? I'm starting this year, because this show is about 18 months old or so. I was like, in January, I'm like, no, I'm going to put this in here. I'm going to make sure that this year I know that I'm using my time to help highlight this. And so I go to, I like what Amanda's saying. Oh, we have a phone call. Hi. Oh, Lord. Listen, no politics today. This is, if you want to do that, we're doing it on Morning Blend on Monday morning. Not on this one. But if it's not politics, and we'll let you through. And remember, I'm the one that I will hang up on you. Oh, so this is a call. Hi, caller. How are you doing?
All right.
How are you? You're good.
Quite well. It sounds like that message. It sounds like the message I hear on the airline, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yes, about the oxygen masks. Yes. That's how I
hear it first. If the cabin pressure drops.
Exactly. No, it's a similar concept. And the thing is, when we listen to the stewardess or the steward or the flight attendant, you know, being gender neutral there, this is true when we hear it from that professional in that environment. But that principle actually applies to almost every area of our life.
So I hope that's what you're doing.
Well, now, at my age, you know, it's like a day by day thing, you know.
But
you
that's know, all of us.
I've got to look after myself. If I expect to help anybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's I love that. See, and then again, even in our, no matter our age, I feel like it's one of those lessons that we have to keep repeating to ourselves, because it's so easy to lose ourselves in the things we do and the persons with whom we engage with, especially if we care about them, And it's very easy to lose all of that energy. But again, as you said, if we're on this flight of life and we're not receiving that oxygen flow, should something happen, we cannot even save the person on the side of us. So I'm happy that you're taking it day by day.
And sometimes the only way you can actually create space is you've got to be able to say no.
Exactly. The power of saying no. It's coming up. I was like, we're going to wait until I get to June. Until we get to June, and we're going to have a whole session on the power of saying no.
I've been listening, ma'am.
Okay, excellent. Aww. Y'all, listen, y'all make me so happy. I know I call it the happy hour, and I know some of y'all think it's corny. But this hour, have a good day, sir. Thank you so much for calling. This hour literally is just dedicated to happiness and positivity. Yeah. Like that's all it is. And I'm delighted, because I know sometimes y'all be listening. Nobody calls or whatnot, but I know y'all be listening, as y'all is finding on my personal pages and be like, send me them things. But I am happy to know that y'all are tuning in to hear this. And I am quite serious. We're going to go through those things that I taught, the being an overachiever, and then also our boundaries, because we're going to revisit what we talked about in February. And I did promise that we're going to bring in the professionals. Yes, that's going to come in time, but I'm trying to prime it. And we have a professional in the studio, but she's not here to talk about that today. If she wants to, yes. But she's here to talk about something else as well. But thank you so much for pouring into me and confirming that these things matter and that I am making sense. This is great. I love that. But and you're here to tell us all about another organization that pours so much into the community and celebrating a particular day that highlights what y'all do for the community. So tell the folks your full name, your position at where you are, and what's coming up.
So my name is Roderica Colley. I am currently the new Youth and Volunteer Manager at the Bahamas Red Cross Society. And the month of May has been recognized as Bahamas Red Cross Month. So May 8th is International Red Cross Day. So
happy belated Red Cross Day.
Gets a part to be in that. So the Red Cross is in about 190 countries around the world. And so everyone recognizes that one day, but each of the respective countries, we get to have our own month. So that's what the month of May is for.
I love that.
And so I put together a whole calendar of significant things that I think not only help the organization within our efforts, but it also helps the greater communities and the people that we help. So like you said, a lot of people don't know what we do outside of the hurricane relief efforts.
Yes.
So every day we're working and every day we're helping different people inside the community. It may not all be public, but the people that need us, they know how to find us and they definitely benefit from us. We had a lady who called to say, "Miss, it cold and I need a blanket." No problem, ma'am. We'll get you a blanket.
All right.
My broom mess up. My mop mess up. And I need a mop. Okay. We'll get you a broom and a mop. And so there's so many things that we're doing. And so people see our fundraisers and they know our ball and they know our fair. But a lot of them don't know what exactly that money is used for. And they see our call for donations. And a lot of times they don't know what those calls are for. And so all of the initiatives that's during the month of May is to help us to promote all of our programs and the things that we do so that people can know what our cause, what our values, and what our mission is.
Listen, that is such a beautiful thing that's happening, and I'm happy to have you here in studio to talk to us a little bit more. And I'm wondering, because it seems like we have another phone call. I didn't even tell y'all, if you want to call in, you can do that at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, toll-free at 300-5720, and you can also text us at 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. And as a reminder, if it's politicking, I know I seem like a nice person, but I hang up on you. So we got a call. Hi, caller. Oh, wait, I think that's my producer still talking to you, so I can wait till you all finish that. So tell us a little bit more. I saw about 50 events you all have happening, and you all just had a fundraiser this morning through your Fun Run Walk. So just tell us a little bit what's going on as of yesterday.
Yes, so we started off the month with recognizing International Red Cross Day. So we had a flag-raising ceremony right there at the headquarters on JFK. The significance of this is just to talk about and highlight all of the work that the Red Cross has been doing around the world. So the theme for this year is United in Humanity. Ooh. And humanity is one of our fundamental principles as the Red Cross. And it just means you help people, all people, with whatever it is they need as much as you can. And you have to have the heart posture for kindness if you want to be inside this work. And so that's what yesterday recognized. And then we had our Fun Run Walk this morning. Our Fun Run Walk and Zumba. I'm not a walker.
Yes.
I'm not a runner. I'm not a push person, but I'm a dancer. So I'll be in the corner doing my 1-2-1-2s. And it was so good.
Double.
My new stim. My new stim, as the people say. And it was such a wonderful turnout that we had this morning. We were baffled at the numbers.
Listen, it was such an improvement in the numbers over the years. Because, guys, I've been doing this since I started, right? And I saw so many folks out there. And younger folks, too.
Yes.
Like the teenagers. I was like, okay.
I heard one person, I'm sorry to put him on the spotlight, but I heard one person say, "I'm collecting these metal or like infinity stones." Because there's been so much Fun Run Walks that people have been supporting.
Yes.
But what it did for me, it was so inspirational to know how much people are now prioritizing their health and recognizing how important it is to be active. If you want that longevity, this man, he did the walk. And then he took his photo because he won. And he was like, okay, I'm warm. I'm going to do the run. And he wasn't even the last person to come back from the run.
Why does that sound like Mackie?
It's 6 a.m. It's 7 a.m.
Listen.
How do you even have this much energy? And he's an older guy. I think he said he was 76 or 75. And I was like, so go ahead. head.
I feel like I know who this person was.
You're
like, yay, hi.
Hi,
Mackie. How you doing?
And it was just so inspirational to know that health doesn't even have an age limit. We had persons from young to tall.
There was a baby out there.
Yeah.
There was a mom who brought her baby. Like, and I mean baby, that baby was 6 months, if all that. Right. And I had a pair of teenagers out there. So there were lots of different ages, different categories of folks and whatnot. It was beautiful to see, and all in support of the Bahamas Red Cross.
Yes. So a fundraiser like this one we use to go towards specifically our Meals on Wheels programs. So a lot of people don't know that we feed persons every Monday through Friday and we deliver the food to them. A lot of the recipients of that program is persons that are, you know, retired and elderly or have disabilities or persons that don't have family members to help take care of them and provide them with aid. And so the food that we are able to give them for some of them are the only meal that they get that day. And so it's invaluable for us to go out into the communities and do this work. You don't have to drive for the food. You don't have to come and get up out of your bed because we will bring the food.
Listen, they call it Meals on Wheels. I love that. Now, I think we finally have a caller. So we're going to take that call and then we're going to hop right back in. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Good evening, ladies. How you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
I heard your conversation about community activity that the Long Island community and what y'all do for Long Island and your big fair and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I hear you talking about the Red Cross. And how old is the Red Cross in the Bahamas?
51 years.
How much?
51.
51. So you say this is the actual Red Cross month?
Yes.
Okay, if I say I'm 75 and I born May the 4th, 1951, would you say this is Sparky's month instead of the Red Cross month? I'm older than the Red Cross.
Listen, yeah. Sparky.
And you all don't have my month yet.
I like how you behave in Sparky.
But you know, not in behaving. If you said you were not talking politics, and I'm glad for that.
If you
was talking politics, then you'd have had a drink. Your lines would have been busy, busy, busy.
Yeah, no.
Because that's all they have. And most of those callers, chronic callers, I call them, or addicted callers, that's all they want to do is politics, PLD,
FDI. What I want you to do, Sparky, is you tell
me. But I don't want to talk no politics. I want to talk about what we're doing in our community.
No, I understand.
Not PLD and FNM.
Sparky, what I want you to say is one good thing, one positive thing that happened to you this week. That's the one thing I want you to say. And I don't want you to call no political group.
No. I'm not going to call no group. I'm staying away from that. I talk about the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so tell me one positive thing, because you remember this my Saturday.
Yeah, okay, turned 75.
When did you turn 75?
May 4th, all of that thing.
There you go. Happy birthday.
And I still walking around. I ain't a wheelchair, but I got some 4 wheels. I call it a wheelie walker.
Oh, there you go.
And so then on top of that, what positive I did today, I put down almost 700 to 900 fruit trees every 10 foot apart in Pride Estate Number 1 Park.
I am planting
things that you could eat in the future.
Excellent.
The children could pick whatever's in season. The adults could eat. And the guests that comes to Pride Estate. Because I hear them talking about the parks around here not being taken care of. But I tell everybody in the Bahamas, come to Pride Estate Park and see what I do to Pride Estate Park. And the fruit trees and vegetable trees that I grow in my yard when everybody growing palm trees, ficus and hibiscus and crabgrass. I grow in food. Have a good day.
Have a good day, Sparky, and thank you for all that you do. And happy belated birthday, of course. I hope you enjoy. And I love the fact that you're planting trees that fruit, trees that can help people. Like, that's brilliant. Thank you for all that you do. And cheers to Pride Estates for permitting this type of introduction of this type of tree into that space. That's great. And we're talking about food security, and that lines up. Sparky, you line it up so nice to talk about with the Red Cross, because they go out into the community and they feed people on a regular basis. Now, outside of feeding folks on a regular basis and what we're doing during Red Cross Month, tell us a little bit more, because I think that's 2 of the 12 things I saw on that list.
So, well, it's not on this list, but it is something that we recently started back up again for Sparky, who likes the food. So we have recently rebooted our garden And we would love for persons to come in and continue volunteering with us to get that up and running. Mm-hmm. But right now we have eggplant, tomatoes, sweet peppers, onions, beets, carrots, and there's one other thing that's in the middle. Pumpkin.
I love pumpkin.
Yeah, so we planted those and they are sprouting. It's small quantities, of course, because we're a small team.
Yes.
And so we have the beds and we're investing in that to make sure some of those food items, we use them for our Meals on Wheels programs as well. Mm-hmm. So she'll cut up the fresh tomatoes and put it inside the salad and everything that she's doing with them. And then there's the event that we're having right now where we're having a conversation about promoting the Red Cross. That's one of the things.
I love that, y'all. She had me on the flyer.
Because it's very important to be out there for people to know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's very easy for us to get so caught up in our own lives and all of our own concerns and our own problems. And so you don't know how to get involved.
Yes.
And so in order for people to know what you're doing, you have to put yourself in their line of sight.
Right. And you're going to tell us exactly how persons can volunteer. But at the end of that whole list, because I want her to tell
to
you
get
all
the list. No problem,
everything
no problem.
That's on there.
So then on May 19th, we have our essay competition award ceremony.
Can I enter?
No. Oh. And so earlier, and so earlier in the year, within the schools, the primary and high schools, we issued an essay competition. And the topic for it is about culture, Bahamian culture, and how it influences and impacts the person that you are. Mm-hmm. There's some mental health and stuff thrown in there as well.
Okay, thank you.
And so we have the ceremony for that. We've had about 70 applicants.
Oh, wow.
That have done, not just in New Providence, but on the Family Islands as well.
Cheers to my Family Island crew. Yeah.
So we got quite a bit from Grand Bahama and everything. And so I love that we had so many persons coming in and writing essays. Especially the kids, because a lot of that's we're losing that.
Yeah,
we're losing the writing, and so to develop those skills in the orange economy and making sure that you keep that creativity, and so we'll just be awarding the first, second, and third place winner in both of those categories, as well as giving everybody certificates. I do have a little music going on since it's a Bahamian theme.
Yes, to make sure that we,
you know, it's already after hours, so to make sure that it's entertaining enough, since we're talking about culture.
Love that.
And then on May 22nd, Doctors Hospital is partnering with the Bahamas Red Cross Society to have a blood drive. That'll be right at the Bahamas Red Cross headquarters on JFK. And I believe the hours are 9 to 3 for the blood drive, right at the headquarters. And so you can come in. We have so many people needing blood.
Yes, this
is
true.
Every day, it's a wave of people that they're doing blood calls for. And so the persons who have it, you have it in you. We just want some.
See, there you go. Yeah. And she's saying this with the biggest smile on her face.
we just want some. I'm passionate about it because I'm anemic and so I can't give blood.
Yeah.
And so every year for my birthday, one of the things that's included in my birthday plans is that I make those people give blood.
There you go.
On my behalf.
There you go.
And so it's useful for us to be able to do some blood drives so that we can get, you know, save some lives.
Yes. Saving lives is important.
And then on the 26th and the 27th, we'll be at the Mall at Marathon, doing an exhibition, a call for volunteers and information and things that we've been doing throughout the Red Cross. And so you can pop in and you can see the displays. I'll be there cracking a little bit of jokes, doing some trivia about the history of the Red Cross.
So there'll be prizes?
So you can come out at the Mall at Marathon. So you can come out at the Mall at Marathon at 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. when they're opening hours. And you can see the display and exhibition that they have going on. And then on the 24th of May is the Bahamas Red Cross Church Service. And we will be at Evangelistic Temple on Collins Avenue. It's very important for you to honor what you believe in.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be God if that's not
right,
you know, what you believe in. But it's very important for your gratitude to also be, you know, above as well.
Yes.
And so just for us to recognize that the only reason we can do this much work within our community is because of the heart of other people and the strength that we have and that we rely on for other people. And so make sure we give our credit to God as well.
Yes.
And then on the 30th of May, the Bahamas Red Cross is partnering with the Disability Empowering donation drive. So the Disability Awareness Group, they are doing their own drive where they will be at different places, I think Bamusha, and they'll be doing dollar drive, I think it is, $5 drives for persons to come in. And so we're partnering with them, just making sure that we man some stations, like you won't be ringing any bells, like what we do during the Christmas, but just helping to promote them so that they can have resources to do all of the work that they need to do to take care of their specific community as well. And then general social media things. I love social media. I love all things social media. I love the marketing. I love the promotion. I love the talking, as you can see.
Yeah, you're doing a great job. You're doing wonderfully.
And so the social media initiative, just so people can make sure they're following in line with everything that we have going on, aware of our programs in our Junior Red Cross, and just being a part. I want to see the Red Cross flourishing with people, flourishing with volunteers, flourishing with organizations coming in, because the change that we want to see, this is not going to be political, but the change that we want to see is all wrapped up in what we are willing to do.
Yes.
Because the community, if something is going wrong in your community, you are the one that have to fix it. Mm-hmm. And we can't spend our whole time waiting on someone else to make that change happen for us. And so what the Red Cross believes is, if there's hungry people in our communities, we're going to be the ones to feed them. If there's people in need in our communities, we're going to be the one that provide for them. And so we're just putting out a call to invite other people and other organizations to take care of the people around you as well.
I love that. Y'all, listen, I think she needs to be on radio, because she got this. That was powerful. You brought it out and that was great. Now, y'all have a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that this list is on your social media pages, right?
Yes.
It will be?
Yes.
Okay, great. And I want to, so for persons listening who may want to become a volunteer, because every time I have the Red Cross on, right, there are always questions. Well, what if I can't go out here? What if I can't do this? And the response is always, y'all can find something for them to do.
Oh, that's
right.
For sure.
So tell the people how they can become a volunteer.
No problem. So like I said, I am the youth and volunteer manager. So you will be reporting directly to me. I love the people, and I love people that love to work. And so we do have different types of volunteers. So we have volunteers for our events, such as the Fun Run Walk, and sometimes their organizations as well. And so we had persons from Luminary Toastmasters that volunteered with us for the Fun Run Walk today. We had Queen Esther that volunteered with us today. So there are organizations.
I also saw Zonta. Shout out to my Zontians.
There was Zonta there as well. And so we get a whole lot of other organizations that come and partner with us. So there's that type of volunteers that's specific. Mm-hmm. And then you have volunteers that assist us with our day-to-day. So like I said, we have the garden. If you know you're good with farming, then you can come in, spend an hour or two with the garden, and then you can go back doing whatever you have to do. Mm-hmm. If you know you're good with kids, you can assist us with our Junior Red Cross program by becoming a link leader, and then you do whatever you want to do within your program, and then you're free for the rest of the time. We have persons, sometimes we just need phone calls to be made, sometimes we need items to be delivered, letters to be delivered, things to be dropped off to the boat, because like I said, our services are for the family islands as well. And so we have a whole lot of things. If you know how to drive stick shift, because none of us do, so there's a lot of things that we need people for.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be all day, it doesn't have to be every day. And so anyone coming in, you can sign up to be a volunteer on our website, the Bahamas Red Cross website, or you can just call and you ask for me, Miss Collie, and then I'll just give you the contact address to the group. I don't like for there to be a disconnect in the time. From you say, I want to help, I have to use you right away before you change your mind.
Yes.
And so as soon as you call in, then I will get your contact and we will start putting you to work right away. Whatever you are passionate about, whatever you are skilled in, whatever you like to do, even things you want to learn, you can come out. If you know how to do the CPR training, then you can come and be one of our teachers for the CPR training. We love volunteers, but we love volunteers and persons that's willing to donate their time and their skills for us. So the easy process. And then, of course, you have us on social media that you can contact. So we are at Bahamas Red Cross Society on Facebook, and then specific for volunteers, Bahamas Red Cross on Instagram as well as TikTok.
Oh, y'all, listen, they're on TikTok, y'all.
Oh, I love the TikTok now. I love the TikTok. I think right now, and I started it in January, I think right now I'm up to like 10,000 likes or something. I love the TikTok. I have a video right now that have like 9,000 views, and I love that for me.
Y'all, listen, go find the Bahamas Red Cross on TikTok and increase those views, yeah?
Yeah.
Listen, no, this is inspiring, and I think it's also very important that persons know that there are different avenues of opportunity to become volunteers. And I think this is a perfect opportunity to share that the Bahamas Red Cross Society is also an organization that you become a member.
Yes.
There are different tiers of membership, and you may want to check out what those look like. Of course, it's a cost associated, but that cost goes straight to the Red Cross, and you're a member, so you're supporting. So there are different ways. So if you're not able to volunteer, you become a member, contribute, you can donate, you can sponsor, and one of those other avenues of volunteerism for the Red Cross, is like especially those large events that they have, including the ball.
Yes.
You have a team of volunteers and make sure that happens. And shout out to the ball committee, because I'm a part of that one. I did tell y'all I have a bias. As well as the fair committee, as well as the fun run, all y'all do, like, volunteers make this country run. And I will say again, this show is about highlighting individuals and groups that are making the positive differences in our communities and our individuals around the world, our Bahamians who are doing good things. So if you are interested in volunteering, supporting, becoming a member of the Red Cross, you can always reach out to them. Now going back to, because you said that you shared that you are the new, mm-hmm. How are you enjoying the experience so far? And you have come up with a lot of things to do this month, and you're doing them with enthusiasm. Tell mm-hmm. us about that journey.
Well, I am passionate about mental health, and I'm passionate about kids, and I'm very passionate about service. And so someone asked me, Rajika, you don't get tired? And of course I do. But when you love what you do, and I think that's why they preach that message so much, when you enjoy what you do, it feels like work. It's obviously work because you're exhausted. Right. But it's such fulfilling work that you don't want to stop. And so working with kids, I've been volunteering to different places when I was in primary school, not because it was a requirement, because I really like helping other people. And so it takes people that are passionate mm-hmm. about it to continue for the spark to not die. Yeah. Because it's very easy when you're doing service work to get burnt out and overwhelmed and frustrated, especially if money is important as they keep increasing things. And yes. So it's like this, the reward is in the pride that you get from the people that you serve. And so I'm very passionate about all of the work that I've been doing, as well as the staff there at the Bahamas Red Cross Society. But this is such fulfilling work for me. I can't imagine myself doing anything else. When they gave me at the interview and they gave me my job description, I said, yes, I can start tomorrow.
Oh, there you go.
I can start today, really, if that's what you need me for. What is it we need? But it's so passionate. And I think one of the things that is they presented to me as well when they invited me on is that as a younger person, we want to target more young people as well. And so when we're having conversations about the Red Cross, it's like, oh, I remember that when I was a little girl. And I remember my grandma used to have me doing these things. And it's like, yeah, but now we don't want your grammy. We want you. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be able to market yourself to be able to generate the young people to come in and try to do service as well, so we could use their skills. And so I think that using me for that, to connect with the youth and to just bring that kind of bridge in my own youthfulness, that my back don't agree with how young I think I am, but with my own youthfulness to be able to connect with them. And so it's such fulfilling work.
No, that is inspiring to hear you describe it in that way. And you said you've been volunteering since you were in primary school.
I love volunteering.
From primary school. Y'all hear that? From primary school. Now, I'm trying to see how I could word this, because I just want to know your opinion. I was discussing this with somebody the other day, and we were, when the ball committee was on the show to talk about why they volunteer mm-hmm. to put on the society's biggest fundraiser, or one of the biggest, because, you know, arguably the fair is also a pretty big intake. Volunteerism is dying in our country.
Yes.
Volunteerism is not where it could be. And, you know, I realize that I've never truly talked about this on the show, but you seem to have such a passion and enthusiasm about it. Why do you think that volunteerism is not where it used to be, that it seemingly changed with our generations?
Life is too hard. Are you hungry? I'm hungry. You need help? I need help. And I think a lot of people are overwhelmed. A lot of people are exhausted. And as you continue to go younger, for various reasons, we have a lot going on. A lot of the world's information fatigue, community fatigue. There's a lot of things that's kind of been draining us, and not a lot that's been pouring into us, like mm-hmm. you were talking about earlier yes. with the cup. And so sometimes people just don't have the capacity to volunteer, because I don't have time to do anything for nothing. Mm-hmm. Ideally, that's mm-hmm. what it is. You're not benefiting anything besides feeling good about it. And it's like, I could get that at home
yeah.
if I just want to
yeah.
feel good about nothing. And so it's not until we to And I'm from the family island, so I'm going to have a little bit of a bias as well.
You got to shout out your family island.
No, shout out to Exuma, the most beautiful island in the Bahamas.
Y'all, anyway. She coming up with fighting words. How dare you?
And so the whole community aspect of leaving your door open, and if you hungry, we shared resources. A lot of that we have lost in general. Mm-hmm. And so the community aspect in general we have lost because people are very defensive of, I had someone say, oh, I can't do this thing because then that's going to make me a target. Mm-hmm. I can't help these people because then people will know that I have resources to help them, but then they're going to, you know, take advantage of me. And so there's this constant need to protect the self, because we've lost a lot of the comfort and stability of protecting each other. Mm-hmm. And I think it's not until we, I don't know if we even can, and that sounds a little cynical, but it's not until we reevaluate our life to understand that the people, your community, is really all that you have at the end of the day. And so helping other people for spiritual reasons, that's what the purpose of tithes and all that stuff was for anyway, to help other people. But because there's rewards in that that sometimes don't happen right away. Mm-hmm. Right? So there's people that will protect you because you helped them 5 years ago.
Yep. This is true.
There's people that are motivated by you to do certain things because of the work that you're doing. When they see you helping, then they want to help. And so sometimes we have to get to the point and the purpose of what all of this is for and what life is for. And I think as the generations continue, we've kind of lost that because I kind of focus on how much jobs I have to have so that I can pay my rent.
Yes. Yes.
My mind can't even fathom what you need right now because I'm trying to find a way to overwork myself to get all of the things that I need, which is why we're pouring so much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And so I think that we've lost a lot of that. Everybody is just so busy. Everybody is going and moving and there's always a million things to do. There's no stillness.
Yes.
And that's what you need to help other people so that I can think about you and what you need and what you like and how you feel. But I don't have time to do that.
So our appeal would be for persons who have time, who've done the work, who have the opportunity to help others. Because, of course, we're all fighting battles on a regular basis. We are all going through a lot of things. But the God-honest truth is, people, if we don't help others, if we don't try to do one small thing, and it doesn't have to be some big, grandiose demonstration of help, you know. Sometimes it's as simple as writing a note. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as delivering a letter. It's as simple as providing encouragement. And that is your way of giving back.
Yeah.
And you can give back with the Bahamas Red Cross. And also, it ain't just when you're on to Providence, because I think the Red Cross just had a whole exercise, I think it's still ongoing, going through several family islands to see if they can refresh the branches that are there.
Yes.
That will not just be operating for hurricane relief, but throughout the year, just to talk more about what the Red Cross does, because the Red Cross services the entire country. I see we have another call. Good afternoon, caller.
Hello.
Hi. Oh, could you turn down your radio a bit, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
I was just about to hang up, you know, because I was getting scared.
No, why would you get scared? I tell people when I hang up on them before I do it.
No, the topic of volunteerism. Mm-hmm. You know, like we, the PGA of America, the LPGA, the U.S. Olympic Association. Mm-hmm. They are all volunteer organizations. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, our problem, I guess, you know, our culture, we tend to get politics into everything.
Mm-hmm. I can agree.
I think, you know, that is one of the things that, you know, it keeps people at bay. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, you know, we need to see how important, how dynamic our culture can be, you know, if folks can come in and operate unhindered, you know. Anyway, you know, this is a very interesting it's an interesting topic, you know, because our church just had a whole seminar on this topic last month, actually.
Oh, really?
That's good.
Voluntarism.
Nice.
Voluntarism. It's termed an ism, primarily because it's a man-made construct. You know, and you know, it only works if persons of like mind move together.
Well, this is the thing. We have to work together for the things that people want to see in our community.
Yes.
We have to work together to achieve that. And also, if we are the Christian faith, I just reminded somebody about this, I think about 2 days ago, particularly us Anglicans, what we tend to say every Mass, really, is that we want our God to send us out into the world to become channels of his love. And the thing is that on top of the very rich discussion we're having today, is that their love seemingly has disappeared from our communities.
Yeah.
And we don't care for others as much as we used to, whether that's by purpose or design, whatever it may be. But at some point, we have to stop blaming others about the state of our community, because what have we done? What are we doing to contribute to the positive existence of our community, of which we are a part? It cannot be where we keep saying, oh, so-and-so is doing this. Why didn't they do that? Why didn't they do this? What are you doing? And again, it doesn't have to be some great thing that you do, as simple as helping the kids in your neighborhood, reaching out to the Bahamas Red Cross and say, I have 1 hour free of the entire month to do something. And I know people who are like that. I know people whose schedules are so intense, but that 1 hour that they give back holds them close to what community really means, about what they can do, so that they know what they can, what they're contributing. And I feel as though opportunities like this, and like what you said your church did, to really highlight volunteerism, what's going on with volunteerism, and being real with it, being real with the actuality that persons are facing, that they don't have the time, they're trying to work, they're trying to build. And also, I got to throw it out there too, sometimes we make volunteering very inconvenient.
Yeah.
Because if you're having something in the middle of the day during the week, and I've told some of my groups this too, as a working woman, I can't come to that meeting. I will not be able to help you because I must put food on my table.
Mm-hmm.
I got to work. So also, like, it's compromise. It's compromise. And that's the era that we live in. And the more we have these conversations, and in the different environments, because even in church, it's the same set of people doing it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same set of people who are doing that work in other organizations.
And this, you know, and this under 60 crowd, you know, they have a big challenge ahead of them.
Listen, I in that group right there, and I could tell you that inside some rooms that I go in to help, I'm the one person
rough
my
ahead.
Age.
Yeah.
So, but thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you calling in and sharing that. It really contributes to this conversation, because we don't want to feel like we're in an echo chamber. So this is very helpful. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Have a good one. Now, see.
I'm hoping that we get back to love, even outside of, you know, volunteerism.
Yes.
We were talking about just relationships in general today, and how so many people are discouraged from partnerships, and how so many people don't have friends and they don't have community in general simply because other people are just, anyway, we're all having our challenges.
Well, that
and
part right there.
Experiences, and sometimes we get kind of lost in that. But one of my favorite messages from volunteerism is we had a student that came in to do community service hours. He only needed about 5 community service hours. And so he only needed to be there for that one day. But when I do community service with the kids, I don't usually just let them come in and just leave. I talk to them about life, about their aspirations, what they want to do after school, what kind of things they're interested in. That young man came every day for a week. And I was like, you want your break? You don't want to stay home and have fun? And he was like, no, Miss Collie, I'll be here tomorrow. And that was so fulfilling. I like to cry. But that was me, because sometimes we think that life is so hectic, yes. and so we can't stop. But mm-hmm. it is in that stopping that we are able to recuperate and refill yes. ourselves. And so just being able to have a space mm-hmm. where you can come in, because there's other people in volunteerism, and most times there are people that are givers and kind yes. just yes. like you.
Yes.
And so sometimes the community that you're lacking is in the places you're avoiding Ooh. Because you are so overwhelmed.
That's a bar.
Right? Let's clap. Let's clap.
Yes, yes.
And so the people that volunteer are the people that's kind and trying to be honest and trying mm-hmm. to, you know what I mean? And so those are the people that you're trying to find.
See, what she's saying is that y'all come over to the site, y'all come join us in the volunteerism world.
Yes.
And you'll find your kind community because.
And it's so much easier because people do so much favors for you when you're kind to them.
Well, this is the thing, the golden rule, right? We have to do unto others right. as we would have them do unto us. And sometimes when we think the world is being unfair, we have to also take a step back. First of all, the world doesn't owe you anything. That's a hard reality. And it takes some time to learn that. But second of all, what are you putting out into the world? Mm-hmm. Also, what is your reaction to what the world puts to you?
Yeah.
So all of these things are just opportunities for introspection, reflection, and progression mm-hmm. all across the board. See, again, this is why my daddy said I should have become a psychologist, you know.
Well, you was on your way. You was on your way operating in the mental health in a different capacity.
See, there
but,
you go.
But so, for example, there's some Defense Force officers that whenever we call, they just do with the uniform and all. I can make that work. I can make that work for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because we utilize them. We're kind to them. We ask them questions. Y'all need some food. We give y'all some food and stuff like that. And so, man, there's so much fulfillment that you get out
it
of
is,
that.
It
because
is.
Because outside of this is so difficult that mm-hmm. you need a space to see people grateful for a meal.
Yeah. No, because this is the thing. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes when you think you have it rough, I promise you, somebody got it worse. Just because they may not be broadcasting it, mm-hmm. our people are hurting. Our people are going through a lot. And we don't talk about it because we're prideful people.
That's for sure.
We're prideful people. But people are going through things. And again, if we want to be the change that we would like to see in the words of Gandhi, we have to be the one to do it. As small as you think it is, sometimes that ripple effect,
yeah.
that's a serious thing. You can be the pebble that you throw inside a pond, and when you see how fast them waves come up, mm-hmm. you'll be surprised. One day I could tell you all about my journey with volunteerism, because I started when I was in high school, like literally primary school on the cusp of grade 7. And that's how I got to what I'm doing, like literally. And it all starts, listen, it starts with the kind people in your life, which usually those persons are introduced when you're having the hardest times of your life. And then you see the joy, the impact that you have from helping other persons and knowing that you did your part in the community and that's all you could do at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And a part of what I could do at the end of the day is thank Ms. Colley for coming on to the show to tell us so much more and share about what the Red Cross is doing and what you are doing mm-hmm. to reinvigorate volunteerism and all of the different opportunities that y'all have this month. And she's going to share that flyer publicly so that I can share it with y'all. So y'all can see what all that they're doing. And then we're going to read more about how to become a volunteer with the Bahamas Red Cross. But before I let you go, what would be your closing words to the persons that are listening at this moment in time?
My closing words would be to reflect on the value of kindness and the benefit and the impact that you can make for other people through volunteerism, through service, as our goal at the Bahamas Red Cross Society is humanity. And so just to remain human within yourself, but also to humanize other people as we continue to interact with persons inside of our communities. And so I'm excited for all of the initiatives that we have going on for this month. So many things, so much work for me to do. And it is through volunteers that I am even able to do the amount of things that we do. And so it's just an encouragement that the care, the community, the connection that you want from other people is in you to give to other people as well.
That is important. Listen, thank you so much for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright. I told you all time is flying when you're having fun, you know. I feel like I need more time. Let me not say that because last time I said that with a 2 to 3 hour long show, The Eye Opener. By the way, y'all, did y'all know I started that all the way back in the year of our Lord 2012? Anyway, this has been DeAndra Cartwright with the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Y'all have a good weekend. I hope you have a wonderful week. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday, 3 o'clock, right here. Have a good one. Bye.
I got been rotating tonight, not tense to it.